Not a good result for the Broncos in week three, but still some good moments to review here at the big Glass Tech board on this week's edition of Glass Tech Game Reflections. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with an example of a good running play. Broncos had some success on the ground, another strong day. Look at Jamaal Charles's 19-yard run here through the heart of the Buffalo defense. You saw him getting some good blocks there. We'll watch here. Ron Leary, Menelik Watson there. Allen Barber pulls with a block. You've got Menelik Watson there getting the second level. Charles with some nice vision and cutting as he gets upfield. Nice play, 19-yard run. You know, of course, he had a very solid day touching the football on 10 of the 21 plays. He was out there on the field, had his first touchdown as a Denver Bronco. You know, certainly he's held up well in the first three games, shows no signs of knee trouble. And going forward, good work from him. And nice job again, Malik Watson there, just because, of course, you know, there's been a lot of talk about his about what's happened with him in pass protection, but he's doing good work in the running game. That's certainly a good sign going forward for him. He's been a road grader in the running game, a big part of the reason why the Broncos are in the league's top three in rushing offense through the first three games. Another play I want to focus on, Shelby Harris's sack of Tyrod Taylor here in the third quarter. Good, solid work from the defensive line all through the game. The Broncos, you know, weren't beaten at the line of scrimmage very often. But watch here, a four-man rush, and Harris just pushing in Richie Incognito back into Tyrod Taylor. Taylor is, he's under siege, and he doesn't even have a chance to really start getting through his progressions. He's only starting to get to his second read when Shelby Harris pushes Incognito back into him. He has no chance to make a play. And this play was key. Remember, this was coming not long after the first interception thrown by Trevor Siemian. You had a holding penalty earlier in the drive, but the Bills were still in a position where they, if they get a 5, 6, 7 yard completion, they're in position for a field goal. So getting the loss of yardage here was absolutely crucial. This was basically a three-point play on the scoreboard for the Broncos, allowed them to keep the score where it was. If the Broncos had managed to come back in this game, I think you would have pointed to this sack right here by Shelby Harris as one of the key plays. As it was, another good play for Shelby Harris. He's had an outstanding 3 weeks to start the season. Continued good work for the defensive line. The result, obviously, 26-16 on the scoreboard. Not what you wanted from the Broncos, but good work at the line of scrimmage at times, as we saw in these two plays. You know, they can lean on that going forward as positives that they can look to going into week 4 against Oakland. I'm Andrew Mason. We'll see you next week.